In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of June 29th, 2018. Glad to have you with us. As the announcer dude just said, yes, I am Dave Graveline, and we are coming to you from New York City this week, and highlights from CE Week at the Jacob Javits Center here in New York. Beautiful view of the river out back and lots of exhibitors showing very cool consumer tech that we're going to be talking about all 3 hours of the show today. To start off the broadcast, I'm delighted to have returning by popular demand, or because we twisted his arm, not sure which, Rob Stott is with us from DealerScope and, of course, CT Labs and all that. We're going to get into all that. Rob, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you?
Dave, I appreciate it. I'm doing well. We're staying busy, staying alive, staying awake here in New York. This is a brand new venue for us this year. To be at the Javits Center, not the Metropolitan Pavilion where I've been familiar with. So this is a step up for us. You know, we're much more open spaced. A lot happening, as you can see behind me. You know, plenty of people walking around, and just a whole different CE Week this year that we're very excited about. So,
and how would you describe CE Week for our audience that says, okay, I'm assuming CE might stand for consumer electronics, and then the rest is a week of all kinds of activity and fun stuff, huh?
Sure. So you hit the nail on the head. It is CE Week. So consumer electronics is what we focus on. Us being DealerScope, you know, we are a publication that our audience is a B2B publication. So we talk to the consumer electronics retailer. So that's who you see here. You know, you've got the brands that are here exhibiting their products. They want to show off what's hot right now. But also, this is the time of year when retailers come and they look for, you know, what's going to be hot this winter, what's going to be hot during the holiday season. So the products that are going to be shipping during Q4, that's what brands are introducing here. So the retailers want to know what consumers are going to buy Q4 and what can they expect to sell. So
in time for the holidays, which unlike many other shows that are like early in the year, it's like, well, don't plan on the holidays. Those products may not even be out by then, let alone. But what is cool about that, and the exhibitors here that we've talked to during CE Week, that's their focus. And I love it because they're saying, you know, you're always looking for the coolest new gadgets, gizmos, whatever, and we've got it. And it is fill in the blank. And we're talking to a lot of those folks over the next 3 hours. So it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we have, so it's beyond just the engaging at booths as well at a show like CE Week. So behind you, you've got the retailer meetups that are going on. This is the second year we've done that at CE Week. And that's an event that kind of borrows from, I think everyone knows at this point about our partnership and with IFA and everything we've got going on there. So
certainly our audience does, because we talk about it a lot with our friends from IFA in Berlin. Yep.
So their influence on us as a show has allowed us to grow out this new portion of it called the retailer meetups, which is basically one-on-one meetings between brands and retailers that, you know, if you're talking about trying to go and find a store like Brookstone and you're a small consumer electronics product or manufacturer, to get a meeting with someone like that is going to take a lot of work. We're trying to create those relationships here and give these brands opportunities to get in front of key decision makers at retail and really develop these relationships from the ground up through an event that is CE Week. So,
and that's something that our friends from IFA have been extremely successful at doing throughout Europe, and it seems only natural that they bring it with their partners. partnership now to CE Week, and that helps some of the folks here to do just that. And it's amazing how, you know, they'll come out of meetings and say, this was worth coming here just for this meeting. And that's encouraging, because they're getting those warm fuzzies to say their products are going to be better distributed, more well-known, more available. That's neat.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes a show, you know, like IFA so different from any other consumer tech show that I think any of us cover in the media. So, I mean, you go to a show like that, yes, there's booths, yes, you're going around seeing new product and everything like that, but actual business is getting conducted there, and these relationships are being developed, and you know, it's beneficial to both the retail community and also the manufacturer. So to have that come and be a part of our show is something that we have been excited about. Our retail members and attendees have been excited about, as well as the manufacturer. So it's really a win-win-win for everyone here. So,
and you got to love it when it's a win-win-win of anything, and that's very cool. Tell me a little bit about the creation of CT Labs, which is kind of this new conglomerate with you guys at DealerScope and our friends at IFA and all that sort of thing that are really kind of putting all of this together now, working together with you guys.
Absolutely. So I'm sure you were there at the global press conference, and we got to kind of see the map of IFA.
I was there, yeah, the moderator, yeah. You're sure I was there?
I think I remember seeing you there. Yeah, just
way too much.
But if you remember when they gave the presentation on how they're expanding globally, I mean, they've got IFA in Berlin, they've got CE China, they've got the partnerships with the Geneva Motor Show now with the smart... oh man, I'm gonna forget the name of it, but that's the Shift Automotive. That's the show, Shift Automotive. So they're working to expand. They want to be a global producer of shows and developing these kinds of relationships in the consumer tech space and retail space. So their way of doing that, you know, we had CE Week and we had met a couple times, been to IFA a few times, and the relationship just kind of blossomed, and the opportunity presented itself, and you know, they're here now. So they're, and it's great for us, because you know, it gives us as CE Week and DealerScope a global platform now, where we have the support of an organization like IFA behind us, and it gives them a way to get into this market that, you know, is crucial for so much of their audience. So we're happy to help them develop those relationships and bridge those gaps.
And since this will be our 17th year broadcasting from IFA coming up in September, I can assure you, not that you haven't already learned that they are great partners. I mean, they truly understand the consumer tech industry and appliances, and any relationship you can have with our friends Jens and Dirk and their teams are always, in the long run, beneficial. And our audience benefits, your clients benefits, your viewers and readers and so forth. It really is back to that win-win-win scenario.
It is. I mean, and they've been absolutely tremendous to work with. They're just, their attention to detail, I mean, you can see it just in the space that we have with the retailer meetups, where it's on our show floor, you know, laid out, though, in a way that is very IFA. You know, it's so, the attention to detail is so pinpoint, you know, very beautiful. It's just a room that otherwise could have been tables and chairs and like a table with some coffee on it. They went above and beyond and really influenced, you know, the look and feel of that space in particular. So knowing how much they care about their audience, how much they care about, you know, developing shows and creating relationships and all of that is just awesome to see on a daily basis.
And let alone the excitement here at the Javits Center and CE Week. And we attended years ago, and we stopped because, frankly, it was kind of small, and it was just always in like a ballroom kind of thing. But now to be in this huge convention center with room to breathe and exhibitors to kind of spread out and show us their stuff makes it even more fun.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about 1 year of their influence over the help and preparation for this show, and to go from that little tight room to the River Pavilion here at the Javits Center is impressive. So I'm excited to see, you know, just in the years to come where they're able to take us. So this is just step one.
Yeah, well, for sure. And more about what you do at DealerScope.com, and there's a special site for CE Week as well now.
CEWeekNY.com. So that's our home for the show. You'll see everything related to the show. You've got a link back to DealerScope on there if you're interested in the consumer electronics retail news. But all your information's there, and you know, learn about what's happening this year. While, you know, we'll still have post-show coverage going up on the site and all that good stuff. And then, you know, follow along for maybe some details on 2019.
Well, it's always nice when we get you on the phone for an interview. It's even nicer when we get you on camera. Yes, there's video of Rob's interview. And thank you for joining us here in person to help us kick off this week's broadcast from New York.
I appreciate it. Always great talking to you guys, and can't wait to bump into you in Berlin.
For sure. That'll be the next time. And you're committed to being on the show in Berlin as well. We'll catch up with Rob Stott. We're back with more from New York. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-948-6519, 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-948-6519, 800-948-6519, 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
As we continue our CE Week highlights from New York, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Oh, and we're smack in the middle of the most important thing to remind you of.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
So keep in mind that no promises, no guarantees, but make a note of any of the particular things you're about to hear and then some at intotomorrow.com. And if you'd like one or more of those items, make reference when you call in. Tell us. We'll try to get it to you. For example, from I Love Wireless, some goodies we picked up while in New York. Kids Connect GPS tracker cell phones for kids. We got two of those valued at about $130 a piece.
From Hi-Fi Man Electronics, Sundera over-the-ear planar magnetic headphones valued at $500.
Ooh, $500. Yowt. From Raycon, they're a new CE company led by entertainer and techpreneur Ray J. Wireless earphones, Starship E70s. These are contoured design, optimized audio fidelity. We also got their wireless headphones H60. Lightweight, compact, noise-canceling goodies worth $125.
From Hudway, we've got heads-up displays so you can help keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, that's always very helpful. Four of those, so you might want to check into that. From Transmetals, executive toy Copper Spheres. Yes, that's all they are. But we got five of them, and they're worth $120 a piece. You want a copper sphere? It's really cool looking.
More fun than it sounds like.
Yes.
From Badfly Interactive, are you a gamer? We've got Dead Effect 2 horror story-driven VR streaming keys. We've got 20 of those.
Yeah, if you're a gamer, you certainly want to ask for one of the Badfly goodies, the Dead Effect 2 horror story, and we'll see if we can't sneak you one of those. From Bridge, we've got a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 15,000 milliamp USB-C and quick charge portable battery for you, in addition to other goodies.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
A lot of us have dash cams or car cams for various and sundry reasons. Some people like to have them to see if they happen to catch an accident or something occurring in front of them. Others, of course, for obvious insurance purposes. Others like to see outside and inside the car for various and sundry reasons. Glad to have our next guest with us here at CE Week. He is the CEO and founder of Owl Car Cam, Andy Hodge. Andy, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good today. Thanks.
Good. Now, because there are so many dash cams and car cams out, I'm seeing a lot more attention being paid to Owl. So to your credit, what makes Owl Cam different than these other cameras?
What made us different is that a year ago, instead of saying, let's build a dash cam, we started saying, how could you make like home security amazing? And when we were asking what things happen in the home, when you look at that, it's not the home isn't where things happen. It's around the car where you're at risk, your family's at risk, where the most happens. And so very quickly a year ago, we said, wait, how do we take the features that people like or wish they had in a home security system, but put them in the car where the most happens?
And you apparently accomplished that. And it's a very small camera. Some of these things are gaudy and huge and block your vision out the windshield and very inappropriate. Show us the Owl Cam and tell me about it as you do.
So this is the Owl Camera. It fits into your car in about 6 minutes. No adhesives, just goes in simply and easily. This is what you see on the inside. Inside camera and outside camera, and then a touchscreen on the inside where you control it. But we wanted to make sure everybody could get it in their car and it would look great and... yeah, then it could do its job.
So now what will we do with the Owl Cam? Once it's in the car, very easy to install, now what?
So we think of it as though there are crashes, stops, dents, and break-ins. And there's also a lot of just crazy stuff that happens around too, but especially in those first ones, we always want to make sure the video gets straight to your phone. So the trick that we have is that we've built in the same radio that's in your cell phone, a 4G LTE modem, so that when the video is being recorded when you drive, or when someone messes with your car when it's parked, the video is available on your phone immediately. So traffic stop, dent, break-in, whatever it might be, the video is not only being recorded, but you've got it right there on your phone. And just as importantly, you're the only person that can see it.
Now, that's a couple of major differences right there. Number one, the fact that we can see it immediately. And number two, the fact that even if we're not in the car, or the car's not running, we're not driving, it's in a parking lot, and some clown backs into us or something.
Yes.
It's going to engage and then send us that video.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we see is a lot of people that have already had different cameras or have had things happen to them immediately see, wait, what I really want if I'm in an accident is to have the video on my phone right away. I don't want to go look for my laptop, a card reader. I don't even want to mess with Wi-Fi. I want to just know I'm probably a little disoriented. I pull out my phone. I can see it. What does it show me? What does it tell me I want to do? And if I want to share it with someone else, I can do it right then, that second.
Like the insurance company or something.
That's right. And 10 out of 10 major insurance companies all accept video as evidence. What was great about us as a company is you work hard on these things, but the first day we shipped, which, by the way, was in late February of this year, that afternoon at 3 o'clock, we had someone call up, and he said, I got your product. He was one of the first ones. He put it in that morning. That afternoon when he was helping someone, pulling them out of a ditch when it was snowy, someone hit him and tried to blame him. And that afternoon, the first day we shipped, we had him calling and saying, hey, your product paid for itself in that I just, you know, got out of a $1,000 or $1,500 deductible. So this is what we've been seeing is that because the video is so easy to get to, whether it's sharing out video of something that happened to you or sharing out video that happened to someone else, we're finding really real people being helped, you know, every day, every week.
So now if we're not in the car and these kinds of things happen, it's always on? How does that work and what kind of power drain are we talking, if any?
Yeah. So our power drain is tiny. We never use more than a few percent of the car's battery. But, yeah, when your car's parked, we go into guard mode and we're listening and we're feeling for if something happens. So if someone breaks into your car or breaks a window, we come on, we take video, and we send that video immediately to your phone so you get a video alert. And then even better than that, you can intercom back to the car. You can turn on floodlights on the inside of the car. You can talk to whoever's inside the car and, for instance, say, oh, that is my cousin who I told to go get something out of my car. Or, hey, if you're breaking into my car, get out of there, right? I've got you on video. And we have caught multiple people so far, and our experience has been video of that person breaking in or stealing your car can be posted. And we've seen cases where we can identify the person within, like, 12 hours.
It sounds like it's even better than the Ring doorbell for your home, but this is the Owl Cam for your car doing much the same thing.
Yeah, I think there are some of the same ideas. I think the difference is from the beginning we said, I don't want you to just get the video like Ring. I want you to be able to think about sharing it out. So the video that you have on your phone, in about 10 seconds, you can shorten the clip, change its name, and share it out to either social media or your insurance company or... say email it or text it. And so we've really built the system to be super easy because everybody I know is busy and you're just as busy if your car got messed with as if it didn't. And so we tried from the beginning to say the video is powerful, but it's powerful when you can get it and get it to the right person quickly.
Now, does it detect motion as well from the video standpoint? If something's happening outside your car that's not a bang into your vehicle, am I going to see, we're from Miami, am I going to see an alligator walking in front of the car and share that?
No, you won't see the alligator walking in front of your car. Actually, it'd be pretty low down,
yeah,
too.
Unless you, bad example.
Maybe walking upright.
Right? A giraffe.
But no, we sense motion in the car and we sense noise. But the one thing that is true is you can live view. Like right now I'm in New York City. My car's back in California. I can live view the inside and outside of the car right now and to see, did I leave my book bag in there or is my car okay or what's happening actually on the street outside of my house.
Yeah, a little peace of mind at any time. Log in and see what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely, we find that people that have had these, and remember some of the people that have worked are part of the company, have been driving with these for the better part of a year, different prototypes. But it feels funny to drive a car without it. Not because bad things happen all the time and not because amazing things happen all the time, but we've all had amazing and crazy things happen around the car. It's just great to know you're not going to miss it.
I love it. Now, what are we talking price-wise, and how does that work out? You know, if you buy it, is there also monthly fees involved because it's got an LTE element to it?
Yeah, so you can think of the product in two different ways. If you don't want to pay for the service, you don't have to, but then, of course, I can't send you the video alerts from far away. But the way the product works today, if you go to the website, you can buy the product and 1 year service for $349. So that's a $299 camera plus a year's service that would normally be $100. So as you move ahead, for either $10 a month or $100 a year, we provide that alert and video service that lets you get to and share any of the video, but it allows us to send those services to you. And what we do for that $10 is we're paying for the LTE data to actually send the video out of the car camera. But again, if you wanted to only use Wi-Fi, you could do that. Everything still works. It's just you don't get those video alarms when the car's parked.
Well, keep up the good work. You got a very cool product. We're happy to help you promote it, and thank you for spending a few minutes with us here at CE Week in New York.
Thank you.
That's Andy from OwlCam, and of course you can visit them on their site at owlcam.com, where I'm sure we can order it as well.
Yes.
OwlCam.com. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue from New York City and CE Week here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And data storage, of course, becoming more critical for everyone. One way to protect data is with RAID. To explain RAID, Ken Higgins with OWC Digital will give us his first tip in a series of tips about what RAID is and the benefits.
Thanks, Dave. RAID, an acronym for Redundant Array of Independent Disk, is a type of storage solution that combines multiple hard drives into a system that appears to your computer as a single drive. A RAID set can be generated by hardware or by software. There are many different RAID modes, and depending upon the mode chosen, can bring you increased speeds, storage capacity, data security, or a combination of these benefits. In my upcoming series on RAID, I'll explain to you the unique benefits of the most common RAID modes. So you got to stay tuned. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. Looking forward to that. Visit OWCDigital.com for more.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. That's text the word radio to 35,000.
Here at CE Week in New York, we found a way to keep your kids safe and in touch. A very unique opportunity. We've got the owner of Kids Connect with us right now, Michael Dean. Michael, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Excellent, thank you. Having a great time at the show.
Yes, and there's a lot of folks very, very interested, and rightly so, in what you are displaying, because we're talking about child safety. And tell me a little bit about the company, and then let's get into what you're showing here at the CE Week.
Well, child safety is the most important thing out there right now if you have a kid. I mean, with all the things that are going on in the world, with the school shootings and kidnappings and just even something simple as a kid getting off at the wrong bus stop can literally be traumatizing to a young child. You know, and you want to keep them safe, you want to keep them in touch, and you want to be able to know where they are and get, you know, they can call you and you can call them and get in touch with them, which is what we do. What we do is the Kids Connect GPS tracker phone. And this is a simple phone designed for children. There's three buttons on the phone, and there's a parent. You go on the computer, and you program in through the computer. Number one could be mom, two could be dad, three could be home, or grandma, because nobody likes to get calls more than grandma. And when your child pushes one of those buttons, it's automatically going to call them. And then inside the phone, there's a touch screen, there's a phone book. You can have an additional, I'm doing this upside down, so bear with me. You can have an additional 15 numbers inside the phone that they can call as well. Now I'm dialing somebody. But anyway, it's there, I promise. So you can call people, and only those numbers that the parents program can the child call, and those are the only numbers that can call the phone. And in addition, this text messaging as well. And again, the children can only text and receive text from the numbers the parents program in. No strangers, no telemarketers, keeping them completely safe.
Now, Mike, I'm also noticing a fourth button on the front of the phone that just says SOS. And again, for those listening on the radio at the moment, not yet seeing the video, intotomorrow.com, you'll see the interview with Mike from Kids Connect and see what we're talking about. So does this SOS button dial 911 or something?
No 911. What it does is it's programmed by the parents once again. Up to three numbers can be programmed in there. When the child pushes that button, it's going to send a text message to all three of those numbers that an SOS was triggered. It's going to get the map location of the phone and send that in a text message, and then it's going to call those numbers until somebody answers. We don't put 911 in this because it's a children's phone. And in all honesty, they like to push buttons. Imagine that. A child likes to push buttons. And when they push that button, the police have to respond, even if they say, I pushed it by accident. And, you know, it's in the schools, and it's happened quite a few times, and we've decided we don't want to do that anymore. And actually, the 911 system, we spoke to them, and they asked us not to have that. Let them call their parents. Let the parents decide if that's an emergency or not, a true emergency. And then the parents can call 911. And if the parents are truly worried, this phone has another great feature. You could send this phone a text message, and 30 seconds later, this phone's going to call you back without lighting up the screen. The children won't even know you're calling because it disables the speaker on the phone, but the microphone's enabled, and you could hear what's going on around them, and they don't even know you're listening. So God forbid there is that kind of a situation. Like imagine one of these school shootings that recently took place. There's horrors. You know, you could turn this phone on, and you could hear that, hey, there's no shooting going on in that room where my kid is. That makes me feel better. You know, it's not 100%, but it can help you in any way it can. You know, a child's not answering their phone, and you turn that on, you hear the basketball going off in the background. Oh, she's at the basketball court. He probably put his phone down. I know he's okay, and I got an idea where he might be. Now I can go get him.
And, of course, the GPS built in as well is going to help give you a location. And if it also coincides with being at that basketball court, exactly. More peace of mind for the parent.
Exactly. You can go onto our app or onto our website anytime you want and just take a look, and it shows you exactly where the phone is. I could show you that, but I got to turn it on here.
And you can monitor them. You can determine, again, GPS opportunities. Or if any of these buttons are pushed, they're calling those predetermined numbers that the parent programs.
Exactly. Now, the other nice part about this is this phone uses three types of tracking. There's GPS tracking, which is we're all familiar with the traditional GPS tracking. Problem with GPS tracking is when you go indoors, like when you drive through a tunnel in a car, the first thing it says is GPS signal lost. So then this phone will default to what we call as Wi-Fi and LBS tracking. Wi-Fi will find an open Wi-Fi network and hook up to it and show you the location of it. Now, you can't actually go on the internet with this phone. There's no internet. There's no games or anything like that or apps. But it can find the Wi-Fi network for location. And also uses LBS location, which is the closest cell phone tower if it can't find anything else, which usually is within a half a mile of the phone.
And again, kudos to you guys for realizing the kids might want games on their phone, but that defeats the purpose of having this emergency ability to contact. Or, as you mentioned earlier, too, maybe just to say hi to grandma.
Exactly.
You know, it's an easy opportunity for the kids to use. I'm noticing that there's a string connected to the phone, and it's a lanyard wrapped around your neck, probably how most younger kids especially would be carrying it wherever they are.
Yes, and it's a quick-release lanyard, so if they give it a good tug, it comes off. We won't be hanging any children today.
Oh, that's another good thought on that basis. Now let's talk about the cost and how does it work. I'm assuming there's got to be a monthly fee involved. It's a cell phone, right?
Yes, exactly. There's a monthly fee. Everything's done through our company. So you go on our website, you purchase the phone. It's $129.99, and then your service plan starts at $13 a month for our basic service plan, which is 50 talk minutes, 100 text messages, and unlimited map locations. And it goes up from there. Our average customer uses our $20 and $23 plan, which offers them 400 talk minutes for the $23 plan, 250 for the 20, commensurate amount of text messages, and always unlimited tracking.
And I guess it's one of those things that you can change the plan, I'm assuming, once you realize if your child is talkative enough on the phone, or just, fine, I'll let you know when I'm home safe from school, or yes, I'm at my friend's house now, what have you.
Exactly. You can call and change the plan anytime you want. We're happy to do that for you. And, you know, we want to have happy customers. That's the most important part about this business. We want to keep their kids safe. I mean, the FBI tells us that there are 800,000 children reported missing every year. That's a big number. That's a child every 40 seconds. Okay, now that doesn't mean they were kidnapped, but it means they didn't show up at home. You know, they missed the bus. They got off at the wrong bus stop. The parents didn't know where they were, whatever it is. But truly, you know, there were only a handful of kidnaps that actually happened that way. But, you know, like I said, a kid getting off at the wrong bus stop and not knowing where they are is terrifying for a child. And this, they can call mom and say, Mom, I don't know where I am. I got off at the wrong bus stop. And sure enough, they can call the mother, and the mother can say, what do you see around you? They can GPS it, and then they can go get them.
Well, Mike, congrats on a great product that's having a lot of parents have some final peace of mind at this point, and the kids' opportunity to chat with mom, dad, grandma, or any of the other pre-entered, pre-programmed numbers only, right, and not dirt bags that they shouldn't be talking to or otherwise.
And telemarketers and everything else. And by the way, this is the world's first 4G GPS tracker cell phone designed specifically for children. All the others out there are the lower bandwidth. This is the only one that does it.
Thank you, Mike. MyKidsConnect.com for more information. We'll link you there when you meet us at IntoTomorrow.com. Meantime, we'll be back with more from New York City and CE Week. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Engineered for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage, the OWC Thunderblade brings unprecedented performance with capacities up to 8 terabytes and transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, saving you time and money. The Thunderblade is the fastest Thunderbolt 3 external drive OWC has ever made, which allows you to adjust, duplicate, and edit in the office or on location at the highest possible speeds. Learn more about the OWC Thunderblade at OWCDigital.com.
You know, it's all about virtual and augmented reality these days, and a lot of people looking for cool things that do some even more unique things. Well, of course, bringing you further into tomorrow, it's our job to bring you those products and talk about them. So welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, CE Week from the Jacob Javits Center in New York City this week. Don't miss any of our 3 hours. And if you're listening on the radio right now and not yet seeing the videos, hit us up at intotomorrow.com and check out the videos of all the products that we're talking about. A pleasure to have our next guest on. We like to chat with him every chance we have because it's all about the next generation of cool stuff. As a matter of fact, Third Eye is his company. He's the CEO, Nick Cherukuri. Nick, welcome back into tomorrow. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Dave? Thank you.
I'm doing fine. So we talked to you a while back, not that long ago, at yet another show, some small show, about some great new Third Eye generation glasses. Yeah. How would you first describe what it is you do, and then let's talk about the new stuff you're showing.
Sure. So at Third Eye, we make augmented reality AR, MR smart glasses and cool AR, MR apps.
What is the MR of AR, MR?
So AR, MR is augmented reality, mixed reality. It's basically really powerful, cool looking applications you can do on smart glasses and these types of devices where you can interact with digital content in the real world. And there's some very useful applications, and it's definitely at the initial stages, but it's very cool to do.
Because a lot of people think in terms of virtual reality, mixed reality, augmented reality. It's all about gaming. Well, it's far from just gaming. That probably brought it to a lot of attention, no question. But we've talked to folks in the medical fields about using things like that before a very delicate surgery and really getting into a lot more precise details of things. And I'm sure you've got many other great examples. So it's a lot more than just gaming.
Definitely. So virtual reality is primarily gaming because it takes you into a totally immersive experience. The beauty of augmented reality, AR, is you're still in the real world, but you can overlay relevant digital information for whatever you need. So for example, for healthcare, it's a huge, huge market for our smart glasses. So say you're visually impaired, you could wear smart glasses, and you could have auditory commands of exactly what you're looking at in the real world. So live instructions. We're working with the Mayo Clinic where a surgeon could wear the smart glasses, look at an arm or part of the human body, and get live instructions, step one, step two, step three, overlaid on top of the human body. So it can provide help during your surgery if you need it. So there's so many cool use cases. If you have Alzheimer's, for example, you could wear the smart glasses. It could say your family member's name next to their face. So that's the beauty of AR, and there's so many new use cases coming up every day because you're still in the real world, but you get digital information overlaid on top. So it's very cool. Yeah.
And this is more of a consumer version now that we're talking about. The one we chatted with you about last time was really a commercial version. Now us common folk can experience the things you're talking about.
So we have an app store on our smart glasses. So we try to make it as easy to use as possible for normal consumers.
So the app store actually appears on the smart glasses.
That is correct. So it's as simple as purchasing a smart glass, receiving it, turning it on, and then downloading it from the hundreds of apps we have in our smart glasses. So we have.
Can you turn this one on for us? Just I don't know if Chris is able to get in with the camera to see anything, but if you can aim it there, just hold it very still, and then he'll try to get in there. But
movie playing right now. So imagine sitting at a beach or at a park, putting this on and watching Netflix or any movie on a 90-inch high-definition screen.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term Netflix and chill, doesn't it?
Exactly. And the beauty of this is it's totally private content. So you have this giant screen, but the person sitting right next to you has no idea what you're viewing. So privacy is such a big deal nowadays, and this really enhances your privacy and really enhances your control about what you do.
Nick, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Keep coming up with cool stuff, because then we'll keep covering them. And by all means, throw them on your head and let everybody see what they look like while you're enjoying the third eye glasses. Check that out. And, of course, more information available to you and for you at thirdeyegen.com for more. And, of course, we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. It's all about CE Week this week, all 3 hours of the show and videos of all of the products we're talking about. So we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. And we're back with more here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
as we continue bringing you further into tomorrow. This week from New York City and highlights from CE Week, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And this portion is brought to you by one of our favorites.
From Dexcom, the makers of the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Very good. And, of course, we're in the middle of our cool into tomorrow hot summer giveaway. Lots of stuff. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of goodies. All you have to do is call into the show with perhaps a hint or a tip for another listener, any question about anything involving consumer tech, your favorite app these days, whatever. We just want to hear you on the air, and you qualify for the summer giveaway. It's that easy. You will win stuff. You might want to know, of course, you can use the audio option on the Into Tomorrow apps or call
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
As we continue wandering the show floor here at CE Week in New York, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning into tomorrow. Remember, if you're listening on the radio, maybe you're driving right now, have no fear. When you get a chance, visit us at intotomorrow.com, and you'll see the videos of all the products we're talking about. And how about some nice restful sleep? I could use some right now, too, especially after walking the show floor for a couple of days. The point is, we've got some sleep and recovery technology for you now from a company that is, in fact, doing a great job, REMFIT. Their director of international sales and inventor of some of the cool products is Miguel Marrero. Miguel, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Dave, I'm great. Thank you so much.
Good. You look well-rested. It's because you have the coolest exhibit with a bed.
Absolutely, yeah. I try to catch some Z's here on the show, but I get to travel with my Zeek Smart Pillow, so that helps too.
Now tell me about the Zeek, Z-E-E-Q Smart Pillow. What makes this pillow so smart?
Sure, there's a couple things that make Zeek so smart. First of all, it streams music to help you fall asleep. So if you like some soothing sounds to help you fall asleep or some nature sounds, things like that, Zeek will play them through the wireless speakers to help you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, Zeek then starts listening for snoring. If you start to snore too loudly, Zeek will subtly vibrate, so you'll change sleep positions. It's a lot better than your sleep partner giving you one of those punches in the arm. While you're sleeping, it's also going to analyze your sleep, your tossing and turning, give you feedback based on the quality of your sleep, even tips on how to sleep better.
So this is a pillow with built-in speakers, but it's not like you can feel them. I did put my head on it. It's nice. Yeah, and yet they sound terrific. It's very noisy in here, so I'm not going to try to play it through our microphone, but I heard it with my head on it, and it's very restful kinds of music, even some that you've created on your own, right?
Correct. We designed audio clips that have binaural audio and binaural beats in them, which have kind of been proven to help you fall asleep because it simulates the way that your brain acts when you're sleeping. So if you have trouble sleeping, Zeek can even help you from that aspect.
Oh, that's awesome. So are you getting, like, from an app some results of my sleeping habits and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So we'll give you a score based on the quality of your sleep, even tell you how loudly you're snored as compared to other things. Like, apparently last night I slept as loud as a power drill.
Nice. So good comparison, but then you're thinking, okay, boy, I need to adjust accordingly.
Sure, I might be having too much fun at CE Week, I think.
Yeah, there you go. We'll go with that. Now let's get over to what is apparently a smart bed, a connected bed. What's happening with this one?
Yeah, this is our Alexa-connected smart base. It's called Zero G. The idea here is we've got lots of great sleep tech that we've made and other people have made, but what we don't want to do is have you fumbling with apps or spending a lot of time trying to get all this stuff going. What if you could just do it with your voice? What if with one simple command, everything you need to do, start so you can sleep. So what we've done is we've done that with Alexa. So let me show you how that works.
Okay, so you already woke her up even by mentioning her name. We're sleeping with Alexa.
We're sleeping with Alexa, yes. So, Alexa, turn on sleep mode. And behind me, okay. So there you go. So see the lamp turn off. Now the bed's coming down. What's also happening, if I was at my own connected home, my thermostat would be changing to a cooler temperature. It would double check that my locks are locked because I have an Arlo smart lock. Also make sure my garage doors are closed. And then when I wake up, the opposite is true. I just say, Alexa, turn on wake up mode. My lights turn on. The bed comes back up, turns on my bedroom light, and even turns on my TV so I can watch my morning news.
Cool stuff. And are these available on the market yet? Give
Absolutely.
Me an idea as to price for pillow and bed.
Sure. So the Zeek Smart Pillow is available right now. It's $199. We're actually running a promo on our website. Just drop us your email. You'll save 10%. And then the adjustable base is $10.99 in a queen, and that ships this quarter.
Okay, awesome. And more info is the website is remfit.com.
That's right, REMFIT.com.
All right. Thank you, Miguel, for joining us here in New York. Continue good luck. Good stuff, and keep inventing fun things. We'll keep covering them.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
It's our pleasure. Back with more as Into Tomorrow continues from New York City. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.